At the CIA, new director Michael Hayden is putting the finishing touches on his leadership team, and there's hardly a new face in the group. For the top jobs, Hayden has either invited back CIA veterans who had left or promoted long-serving deputies. Insiders say Hayden is sending a deliberate signal that the upheavals of the past 2 years are over and it's time to get back to work. Here's NPR intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly.
Fresh faces are not really in fashion these days at Langley. That's in marked contrast to the tenure of Porter Goss, Hayden's immediate predecessor. Goss, a former congressman, brought with him a crew of Capitol Hill staffers who quickly became known as the Gosslings. And once at the agency, Goss presided over an unprecedented level of turnover with the agency's number two and number three officials, the leaders of the clandestine service, the analytic branch, and dozens of others, all choosing to leave or getting forced out. General Hayden and his deputy seem to be trying a different tack.
I think they're sending the signal that the purge or the bloodletting is over.
That's Philip Giraldi, a former CIA operations officer.
I believe that the administration realized that a lot of damage was done, particularly to the operations side, by the Porter Goss experience, and they're trying basically to mend fences and to deal with the issue of demoralization.
The most prominent person to return is Steve Kappas. He's the former clandestine service chief who stormed out in 2004. Now Kappas is back at Langley, in line to become the CIA's number two official. Hayden is also bringing back Mark Mansfield as his chief spokesman. It would have been hard to find someone more seasoned in defending the agency. Mansfield has served in the press office under seven CIA directors already. He'd left that office 2 years ago. And then there's John Rizzo, perhaps the CIA's most experienced lawyer. Rizzo never left. He's been there for decades. There were expectations that General Hayden might turn elsewhere for the general counsel job. But Hayden has chosen Rizzo as his top lawyer. Tyler Drumheller, former head of the CIA's European operations, says that's a great move.
Frankly, he is the most respected person on the general counsel staff by the operations officers. He is a guy who understands operations, and I've always found him to be a guy that you could really go to when you had a problem and to find the solution that was best for the mission. And that's important.
There are other signs. The old guard is in the ascendancy these days. Hayden has named Michael Morell, a top aide to former director George Tenet, to the agency's number three job. And the current head of the clandestine service, who had been rumored to be on his way out, now appears to be staying put. Jennifer Miller-Wise Dyke, the agency's outgoing spokeswoman, says Hayden hasn't ruled out new faces. She provided a short statement to NPR.
The director believes there is a lot of talent to choose from here at CIA. But if he can't find exactly what the agency needs, he is comfortable looking outside.
Not everyone is thrilled at the number of familiar faces popping up at CIA headquarters. One former official with ties to Porter Goss notes, "We seem to have forgotten that change is needed." The official says, "We were halfway down the road to reform, and that's been stopped dead in the water." But Mike Hayden's supporters say he's simply following through on the pledge he made at his confirmation hearing in May to get the CIA off the front pages.
CIA needs to get out of the news as source or subject and focus on protecting the American people by acquiring secrets and providing high-quality all-source analysis.
It's too soon to judge whether the rock-bottom morale reported at CIA in the past couple of years has improved. Tyler Drumheller, the former European chief, says there are lots of problems still to be sorted out, but he hears that inside these days, quote, things are much better. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.